back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, at the root of this is a Supreme Court that has really been the bedrock of what the democracy is supposedly about. You know, with all the different institutions that exist in this nation, none has been more powerful or more respected than the United States Supreme Court. After all, that is where the heartbeat of what this nation is supposedly about is tested. And now, the heartbeat of that Supreme Court and those who believe in it now have to look at it with a jaundiced eye. Somehow, we've always looked at the Supreme Court as the one place that separated this nation from all the other nations on earth. That was the arbiter of who and what we were. And the justices there, for the most part, have been beyond reproach decade after decade after decade. We may have had differences on the state levels. And so, you know, we couldn't solve the problems state to state. And even in some instances, the state in which we live, we knew that there were things that weren't right, weren't just, weren't proper. And just because you lived in that state, again, a representative government, we the people, you know, Tom says we the people are the government. Well, to a degree, you know, and the Supreme Court was always the one arbiter that made what Tom says true. Because if the decision was not in the interest of people who live in a particular state on a state level, and they've elected and voted, and the judges on those levels were appointed by politricksters who we supported through our votes, even though there were some of us who voted not with the winning party, and yet we still had a way to address our grievance through the Supreme Court. Who believes in that anymore? You know, and this is not just because of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that it's been stacked already a 6-3 majority, Republican. Now, you want to talk about stacking the court? Who was it? Oh, I think it was CJ. Well, they're trying to stack the court. The Democrats are trying to. What do you think the court is right now? It's stacked. It's stacked. It's stacked 6-3. And these are lifetime appointments. So it's going to be stacked, I'm pretty sure, I know for sure, the rest of my life. I'm not going to see a balanced Supreme Court in my lifetime, barring some untimely deaths to conservative justices who are, for the most part, younger. We're at that point. So when you hear President Biden still saying he's opposed to court packing, I'm like, hey Joe, everything you've attempted to get through, you can't get through because they've rigged everything on the right. You know that. You're a good man. But why are you unwilling to push back? I think that's part of the reason that the Democrats are in trouble. Because there's a segment of the Democratic Party that says, Man, you're the president of the United States. You see what these people are doing and have done, and you're not willing to push back? You're not willing to pack the court? They've already packed it. Packing the court the other way brings balance.
Well, what are you talking about, Earl? The Republicans did this the right way. They did. You know, no, it wasn't done the right way. We know it wasn't. And we know the reasons and the rationale behind it, a sinister plot that has been going on ever since Ronald Reagan came into office. Newt Gingrich's, on the people? What was it? Assault on the people? I call it assault on the people. He called it, help me out, 844-967-2789. You know, when you get a little older, you start forgetting these little things.
It's not just when you're older, I promise.
I know, but I should know what this is. And I know other people in the audience know. But you get to a point where you see these things for what they are. And so the Supreme Court, as we knew it, and historically, they're going to be talking about the time when the Supreme Court died and the belief of the people in it died. We're at that point. Contract on the people, I don't know. It's something like that. But anyway, that's where we are right now. As of June 24th, 2022, the United States Supreme Court should be officially understood as the illegitimate institution, a tool of minority rule over the majority, and as part of a far-right ideological an authoritarian takeover that must be snuffed out if we want American democracy to survive. And this is in The Guardian. It's time to say it. The U.S. Supreme Court has become an illegitimate institution. Jill Filivac said, who do we have on the line?
Jackie from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What was Newt Gingrich's? Do you remember?
No, okay. I missed the part of your show getting out.
Tom says contract on America.
Contract on America.
Sorry to interrupt, Jack.
No, that's it.
No,
right.
That's okay. All right. What's the contract on America? I missed this last part. I'm sorry.
No, Newt Gingrich came out with, it wasn't contract on America, contract for America, or something like that. It wasn't on America. But anyway, Tom, thank you. But go ahead, Jackie, go ahead.
Actually, I just want to make a comment for these white chauvinist guys calling in. The control freaks, I think if it was men getting having babies, I'd be thinking totally different. This would never happen. But I also wondered if you heard the story in the front page of the journal. It gave a few samples of women pregnant, like a girl that was raped by her father over and over and over again until she finally got, you know, got childbearing age.
Right.
So she got pregnant. So she was devastated, embarrassed, ashamed. She went to her best friend's mother, who helped her get an abortion, but she didn't tell her what happened. And the mom was shaming her. Then she goes to the abortion clinic, and the anti-abortion people are shaming her. I'm like, these people don't even know. Is this woman supposed to really go on and have her father's child?
You know, Jackie, you know what I would say? When you hear people who don't understand the amount of women who've been molested in the society, the men who've done the molesting, and then to turn around and tell the woman, they can't even see that.
I know.
Hey, Jackie, hang on. Gotta go. Call back after the break.
All right, dear.
Call back after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be